Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
What's up, my brother, and welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 10, and as usual, I want to thank you so much for spending your time with me, no matter where you're listening to this or watching, which will happen very soon. I really do appreciate it, truly appreciate it, because my name is Funk Roberts, and my goal is to help 1 million men strong in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s regain their manhood through mindset strategies, nutrition tips, workouts, recovery, and boosting that testosterone, that hormone that makes us a man. And this is the podcast to start the revolution, start the Over 40 Alpha revolution. And today on this episode, I'm excited because one of the things that a lot of guys ask me about, email me about secretly, so I'm not going to expose any names, about moobs, man breasts, man tits, man boobs, whatever you call it, it's a problem. And it's a problem with a lot of men. A lot of men have it. A lot of men figure they can't get rid of it. It's frustrating. It's depressing. And good news is you can get rid of man breasts, man boobs, moobs, whatever you call it. You can. And today I've got Chris Wilson, who's created the man boob, I guess it's the solution, man boob, man breast solution. And he's going to hook us up with the information on how to get rid of man boobs. And you can. I've seen it many times, especially in the Brotherhood. I've seen a lot of guys in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood throughout this program transform and lose those man boobs. So Chris is going to give us some insights. I'm excited about this because there's a lot of guys there that, you know, don't necessarily want to talk too much about it because it is embarrassing for some people. But, you know, a podcast like this, an episode like this will give you the insights and steps on what to do in order to, you know, get rid of those man boobs. Because we are not supposed to have boobs. Women, yes. Men, no. Chests, pecs, yes. So dial in, man. Dial in. I've got Chris Wilson here. Dial in, enjoy, and we'll see you later. Peace. Okay, we are live. We are live. We are live, people. And welcome to the Over 40 Shred Podcast with your host, the Funkster. And, you know, I'm really excited to be here with you guys today. I'm always excited to be here with you guys because, you know, we talk about us. We talk about men, 40, 50, 60, 70. We talk about things that we struggle with. We talk about barriers that we may have. We talk about funny things, great things, cool things. And we have awesome guests on this podcast, just like today, my boy Chris Wilson. Chris, what's up, man?
What's going on, Mr. Funk, Captain Funk?
You know what? I'm excited. This is kind of like the first time we've met, right? Really?
Let's... Yes. Yeah. I know who you are very well over the years, but I don't think we've ever interacted other than an email or something.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been following your stuff on YouTube and with Critical Bench for forever, since the beginning. And yeah. Love it. Love it. You know, you guys are just, I love everything that you guys do. I love all the products that you put out. You know, I just love, you know, the videos. You guys are amazing. And you know, Chris is, why don't you let us know a little bit about yourself, like just how you got to Critical Bench, what your background is, just so that these guys know, you know, who we're dealing with.
It's an interesting story. Honestly, we've kind of broken the mold with me working for Critical Bench. And I say that because I grew up with Mike Westerdahl, the founder of Critical Bench. Yes. He started it in 1999 when he was finishing college, and he went to Central Connecticut, and I was going to Eastern Connecticut. Actually, I had already graduated Eastern, And we grew up together in a small town in Connecticut called Brookfield. We played high school football together and we were best friends. Wow. And we never lost that friendship. I moved to Florida in the early 2000s. A few years later, he ended up moving to Florida, oddly enough. Mm. And we reconnected and saw each other as often as we could and got together and had a very serious conversation about a year before I started with Critical Bench about possibly working for his growing business and him meeting somebody with my background. I always kind of had a background in health and fitness. Okay. As a trainer and a coach and a manager of health and fitness centers and stuff. And he needed somebody mostly for content, somebody that liked to write who could do articles and help with programs and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, I'd love to do it. I just, what happens if it doesn't work? Is our friendship screwed up forever? You know? Yeah. Yeah. And cause everybody, you know, the Craig Ballantines of the world and everybody else says, you know, don't hire your friends, you know?
Yeah.
But after a lot of talking, I ended up working for Critical Bench, and it's been 5.5 years now. And my role here has changed quite a bit over the years. I'm kind of the operations guy now. So I oversee customer service. I mean, I'm still strength coach. I still do YouTube videos, but I'm kind of overseeing our membership site. I'm overseeing customer service. I'm still kind of like the last guy to review products before you know, they get made, you know, kind of like using my English background to read and fix grammar mistakes and all that fun stuff. But yeah. I mean, you know, with a growing business, where there's so many different things that we're doing all the time, I'm constantly, my role here is constantly evolving, and that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned you played football.
Yeah.
I guess that's like football in college, university?
I actually did not. The school, Mike did. Mike played Central Connecticut. Actually has a pretty nice, I think, a 1AA program, football program. I would have loved to have played football in college, and I really wanted to. I had some scholarship money to do it, but I couldn't afford to do it. I had I had to live off campus in a house and work and make money and do all that stuff. So it kind of, and plus the school I went to didn't have a football program.
Right.
So it just didn't work out the way, but so I spent all my time in the gym.
Okay. That's good.
I just lived in the gym and just, I was stupidly strong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew I liked lifting weights, you know, at 18.
So like, what were you like, what type of training, bodybuilding style training?
Or yeah. I mean, I was so bodybuilding. I mean, I did, honestly, what's funny is I probably, if there was a Guinness World Records for a guy who listened to the Rocky IV soundtrack more while training in his garage, I would have it.
Nice.
And it's funny because we had a detached garage at the house I lived in on about a mile off campus. And either I was training at the fitness center on campus, or I was at home just working with my own like weight collection that I had. And I had a heavy bag, and I used to pound the hell out of that heavy bag, listening to Rocky IV soundtrack and lifting weights and skipping rope. I didn't know how to skip rope. And I taught myself how to get good at skipping rope and doing double unders and doing all that stuff with Rocky IV in my headphones and stuff. And, what a time that was.
How long ago was this? How old are you?
I'm 42.
Okay.
So this is like 1995 to like 1998.
Listen, man, the Rocky IV, the Rocky IV training montage is the best ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Ever.
History of freaking training montage. The best ever.
Ever. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what's going to get you fired.
All the time, man. Rocky III, to me, is the best one because I like, because Clubber Lang is the best bad guy in the
history. Yeah.
Incredible bad guy.
Yeah.
Mr. T.
He was great.
Rocky IV's montage, what?
Yeah, it was off the charts. I mean, yeah, to me, those are two of the most exciting. I mean, you got to love the first Rocky and the second Rocky just for how classic they are with Carl Weathers and everything. But
yes, Carl.
Three, yeah, he was great. I love him. Yeah. But 3 and 4 were just so so fun, and the music. I mean, that's, you know, Eye of the Tiger came from Rocky 3, man.
That's right. Yeah, man.
You know? So
you had to go back to his roots.
You had to go back to his roots.
Carl's roots, right? we're going, you know, you're being too you know, showboaty. We gotta take you back to the
reality. That's it, man. And that was great. I just, those are some of the formative movies and stuff of my youth. I mean, I'm an 80s guy.
Yeah.
So pretty much anything that was like Sly Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, is like a big deal for me.
Yeah. A lot of guys who are listening to this are 80s guys too.
So yeah.
They can relate, man. Some of those movies are just classic.
Yeah.
You know, watch it anytime, still watch it and pick cool things out of it. So.
And that's probably stuff like that's probably what led to me wanting to be in this industry,
right?
To work in the health and fitness industry. Probably led to the passion that I have for just being a strong man and being a manly man.
Yes.
And you know, like I said, things have evolved here in our business with, you know, us Critical Bench being known as like muscle building, you know, powerlifting, bodybuilding. And now we're much more kind of mainstream, kind of like as you are kind of changing into this, you know, we're trying to cater to, you know, this very big growing audience that's 40 plus.
Yes.
And we're going to have more baby boomers, you know, I think, I forget what they said the percentage is, but it's off the charts. There'll be more people like in that 50 to 60 range than ever, you know, before in history. So,
I mean, one of the reasons why I, you know, over 40 is just kind of like, it was natural to me, is because even when I was, you know, turning 40, I struggled, you know, because I was that bodybuilding guy. I used to be a professional athlete. I was that bodybuilding guy. I was long cardio. You know, I partied a lot. I ate a lot of shit, but you know, I was able to get away with that in my 20s and 30s. But when I moved into my 40s, you know, I just literally hit a wall where I was still going to the gym 6 days a week, but I was puffy. I was 215 pounds, big and puffy. You know, I had belly fat. Mood sucked. You know, and went to the, you know, all kinds of other things. Sex drive was down. My girlfriend kicked me out of my house. I had to go to, our house. You know, I had to go to the doctors to figure out what's going on. Even before that, I said, well, maybe I have to train harder. Like, maybe I have to go harder at the gym. Maybe I have to, you know, all this stuff that I thought and was still killing me, and realizing testosterone levels were down. And at that time, 10 years ago, there was nothing out there for guys my age, our age, like, you know, in the 40s, it was always catered to the young cats. So, you know, I had to kind of figure out, okay, metabolic training and changing, you know, nutrition. And then that literally, you know, using kettlebells and other types of training and, and then that resting more. And then that kind of evolved into, okay, this is literally how I'm going to live for my 40s. And, you know, I've been in the best shape of my life continuously for 9 years. But even now, even today, there is not a lot of information out there for guys over 40. There isn't. It's just, you've got to dig, you know? When I created the Over 40 Shred program, I had to dig for information, you know? There's a lot of science, there's a lot of research, but, you know, it's, again, everything's geared to women or the young cats, you know, it's going to be sexy workouts, and it's very hard to figure out, you know, where to start if you're just getting back in 40, 50, 60. It would still to this day be tough to know where to start.
Well, it is. And we were noticing that trend ourselves in a lot of things that we were, our programs and things that we were developing. And we noticed this kind of underlying theme of hormone imbalance and hormone issues. And we're like, man, we have to like go attack this thing head on, because, you know, we had already done something that was geared towards kind of overhauling your testosterone naturally.
Yeah.
And then we said, well, what's an issue that men specifically are dealing with that, you know, that is something they feel that they can only go to, you know, seek professional help for, or get surgery to correct.
Right.
And it was this boob issue. This
man boobs.
Man boobs.
That's what we're talking about, you know, today, guys. We're talking about man boobs.
I mean, and you can call them whatever you want. You can call them moobs. You can call them man breasts. You can, but it's a fatty chest, this fatty chest area that a lot of guys end up getting that, I mean, I don't know that men were necessarily getting this years and years ago. It feels like it was something that was more in just in recent years. And why? So we started to dig deeper.
You know, sorry.
No, no. We found some stuff.
Yeah. You know, you're so right when you say that, because back again, when 20s and 30s, there weren't man boobs. It was bitch tits. That's what it
yes.
was.
Bitch yes.
Tits. That was different. Bitch tits.
But that was different. That was from using.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Steroid abuse. Right. Or, yeah.
You don't want bitch tits. You don't want bitch tits. You never heard about man boobs. You never really, it really never wasn't there, but I'm sure there were people, guys that had it, but not nearly as much now.
I don't think so. And I think it, you know, so we dug deeper and we found a lot of things that, you know, were attributed to this hormone problem that we're dealing with in society today. And I mean, just, it's a global issue, but I feel like it's very much an American issue because of the way we eat, the way the types of foods that we consume, the type of lifestyle a lot of people end up living. And it happens slowly. Yeah. It's not like it's an overnight thing. This is something that builds up and happens over time. You know, you can be in seemingly really good shape in your, like you said, your 20s and 30s, and then you wake up one day in your 40s and you have all this excess fat, and you're taking on more feminine kind of qualities, and you have, you know, you're carrying weight in areas that are, you know, you're not used to.
Yeah.
And you're going, well, what the hell's going on?
Totally. Totally.
And so I think number one, men in particular need to go and need to get their blood checked and get their testosterone levels checked. Totally. You need to know as a man what your level is. And the range is kind of an absurd range for anyone listening who knows anything about it. They know that the range of 300 to 1,000 is a bit of an odd range. I don't know why that's an acceptable range.
That's a normal range, right? Like
yes.
when you say 300 to 1,000 –
yes.
That's normal.
Yes. That's what they say is normal.
But there's a big but. For me, there's a big but.
There because, is a big but, because if you're a 300,
exactly,
you know, and you're like, okay, you're good to go. And it's like, but my buddy's triple what I am. And he's also just good to go too. Like, right. So, I mean, I think what people need to understand is, number one, we all need to understand that our hormone, our man-making hormone, testosterone, is something that tends to just naturally decrease about 1% a year after the age of 30. Right. So after we hit 30 years old, when it's pretty much at its top, at its peak, we're going to start to, you know, come down a few notches. Now, you might have had pretty much any young man in his late teens, early 20s, probably very, very high, somewhere in that 700 to 1,000, maybe even over 1,000.
Yeah.
And then it could stay there, right around there, for a period of years, even if your lifestyle, as mine was and probably yours, isn't always like the best. Not enough sleep, you know, you're training hungover, you know, eating kind of whatever you want, you know, just, you can abuse your body and get away with it, but you cannot, obviously, as we get older, we cannot do that. You have to tighten things up and start to be smart, but you have to know that if you don't quite feel right, it probably is attributed to this decreasing man-making hormone that you have called testosterone. If you're having mood swings, if you're having decreased energy, if you're having unwanted fat gain for no apparent reason, even though you're still kicking your butt in the gym, if you're losing muscle mass and you're like, what am I? I'm still training hard, like you were saying. I'm still training hard 6 days a week. What's going on?
Yeah.
And so we just realized that there's all these there's a lot of different variables that are involved with it, but number one, just knowing where your testosterone is and knowing that you can influence that with the way that you live, and without having to quickly just, you know, pull the trigger on some heavy duty drug or medication to change that. I think people they want to rely on doctors and the medical community to fix their woes, but they have to take some of their own responsibility and accountability.
For sure. And, you know, back to the testosterone you're talking about, like, you know, a lot of guys will go and get, you know, a lot of men will probably get the 300, 350, 400 and be satisfied. Okay, I'm normal, man. I'm normal. Mm-hmm. But that's not normal. You want to be, even though we're getting older, you want to strive for the 800s. You want to strive for the 700s. So you want to, you know, that's what you want to strive for, because the longer and the higher your testosterone levels are, that's where yes. magic happens.
Yes.
So when you're, you know, when you settle at 300, oh, well, it's normal. It's not normal. Okay. Those are just numbers that they're playing with. That's not yes. normal. We need to stay in the sevens, eights. I mean, it's going to be tough. You're going to yes. have to change a lot of things, but yes. that's what we need to strive for.
And what's sad is you can't go back in time. There's no space. We don't have any time machines, but I guarantee you, if you went back in time 100 years, just 100 and went around randomly to men and tested their testosterone levels, on average, theirs would be so superior to the average male today.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that has to do with a lot of things. I think it has to do with a lot of the sedentary lifestyle that we just have. Yeah. I mean, even a guy like you and me, we have to make sure every single day we go haywire in the gym for an hour or more. Because why? Because for other 6 to 8 hours a day, we're sitting on our asses and we're typing or we're reading or we're working on our craft, but we're not moving.
Yeah.
So movement is everything.
Yeah.
So, and just basic movement. So, I mean, being vertical and moving around is like where it starts, and getting good sleep.
Yeah.
Is the other side of it too. I think people used to just get good sleep, and nowadays they're too busy for sleep, so they sacrifice it.
And there's other things, you know, there's technology
you
know, and Netflix and
oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Well, I couldn't go to bed. I had to watch that. I had to watch the Stranger Things. You know, I had to watch that new show that came out. Yeah.
Listen, let's go back to man boobs, and let's talk about the difference between, because again, we talked about bitch tits.
Yes. So
what's the difference between, you know, bitch tits or, you know, gynecomastia,
yeah.
And man boobs, chest fat, or is there a difference? Like, give us a little.
Sure. Yeah, there is. And it's a subtle difference, but it is a difference. So what people hear, you hear the term gynecomastia, which is a little bit more of obviously a medical sounding term. Yeah. And that's due to an excess of breast tissue growth. The visibility can depend on the grade. But the underlying matter is actually tissue. So you're having more. You're having more breast tissue in that area, right? So the pseudo gynecomastia, right? That is mass due to an excess of fat in the area surrounding the nipples. So the more you're having more fat deposited in the chest area, that area gets larger. So the underlying issue there is for the man boobs is more fatty deposits than just an increase in tissue.
Okay.
So for people to kind of understand a little bit of a difference there.
So gynecomastia is tissue.
Right.
Chest and man boobs is actual fat deposits.
Yes. I mean, and sometimes people, you know, obviously don't really understand the difference, but pretty much the difference is gynecomastia is more directly due to hormonal changes.
Okay.
Hormonal imbalances, probably severely higher levels of estrogen with crashing testosterone. Totally. And pseudogynecomastia is more of just your purely lifestyle, diet, nutrition and you know, other things, chemicals and processed foods and all that stuff that plays and manipulates our pretty much our biology.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, we end up with just more fat deposited in that area.
Okay. That's a good clarification. The good news is if we just focus on the hormones, if we focus on attacking the bad hormones and increasing the good hormones, that will also include a nutrition plan, a sleep, you know, recovery, that type of thing.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter if you have gynecomastia or pseudo, what you're probably going to talk about today is going to help both.
It's absolutely going to help both. No question about it. Mm-hmm. Now, in severe cases, I'm not saying to, there might be a person listening that has like really, and we might get into that too a little bit later, but somebody that's really embarrassed about their appearance, really is dealing with something that only surgery can correct.
Right.
So I'm not saying that just by cleaning up your diet or just by exercising more, just by doing this or that, that this problem will just go away over time. You may be a candidate for someone, you know, or a candidate for surgery. So, you know, you do want to go and get checked out if you feel, but I feel like 9 times out of 10, so 90 out of 100 people who are maybe experiencing some kind of issue with increased mass in this area, right, that they don't want, it's more due to lifestyle.
Totally.
Now, what I wanted to cover with you are 10 warning signs and things to look for that may help you determine what kind of moves you're dealing with.
Awesome.
And then I'll follow that up with 6 simple things you can do starting today to boost your testosterone and reduce these estrogenic effects.
Love it.
Or
love
feminizing it. Effects. Okay, so I'll fly through.
Get your pad and paper out.
Yeah, get your pad and paper. Get it out. So here we go. 10 warning signs. Ready?
Yeah.
Number one, unsuccessful attempts at reproduction with your spouse. So you're experiencing fertility issues, which actually I was about 10 years ago with my wife. Yeah. And I came to find that I did have low testosterone.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, insomnia or trouble sleeping. Mm. Number three, chronic fatigue. So you're just always feeling tired.
Yeah.
Number four, loss of appetite or irregular appetite. And if you're a guy and your appetite's kind of screwed up, there's probably something wrong because most men that I know are always hungry.
Yeah, totally.
Low sex drive or issues with your libido. So that's number five. Number six, hair loss or thinning hair. So maybe you have no problem with facial hair. Some people that might be one of the ones that's like, well, I never had good hair. In high school, I had bad hair. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe you're a different case.
Yeah.
But if you go from like a head of hair like I have, and all of a sudden you're starting to get bald patches or thinning hair, or it's coming out in your hands, then you know that something internal is going on.
Right.
So what's this? Number seven, sudden weight gain or weight loss. Mm. Number eight, trouble digesting food or irritable bowels. So you're feeling something's going on in your intestines. Maybe you're uncomfortable. Your poops don't look like they used to.
Right.
I don't mind talking about poop because we all do it. And we should all do it every single day, once or twice a day. And that's the sign of a healthy person.
Yeah.
What goes in must come out, right?
For sure.
Number nine, mood swings and or depression and anxiety. Yeah. So you feel like you don't have a handle on your mood. It's just kind of up and down with the wind.
Right.
And number 10, you lack desire to exercise or physically exert yourself.
Mm.
So any of those 10 things, and if it's a combination of those, then absolutely, there's probably something hormonally going on with you. Go get your blood work done. Get a full panel done and then consult with somebody after. It's very easy to do. Yeah. Here in the States, there's clinics all over the place where you can just go get your blood work. They draw your blood. They send it off to a lab. They do a full screen, and then you can set up a phone consultation with a doctor and speak about all these, you know, what all these numbers mean. Right. And I urge men to do this. Okay, so here's 6 simple things you can do today to boost your testosterone and reduce these estrogenic effects. Number one, get more sleep. And this is a problem I was having actually. Up until somewhat recently, it was my own fault. I was finding as a father with 2 young children that I would get them to bed, it was my time. Mm. I finally had time for myself, and I was abusing that time and staying up too late and then still having to get up early and feeling like shit when I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
And you just have to know how to turn things off. You're so much better in the morning. listen, when you wake up in the morning, if you had a good night's sleep, you do not miss for 1 second or think about what you did miss the night before, that stupid show that you didn't watch or the end of the football game or whatever. Who cares? Exactly. You feel good that you got a good night's sleep and you're ready to take on the day. So focus on more sleep, spend more time being anabolic and limiting these catabolic periods, because when you're staying up really late, you are not doing anything good for your body or your muscles at that point, or your brain. The cortisol is just
testosterone production goes down.
Yes.
Energy levels are shit.
Yep.
You can't focus the next day. You're literally killing any gains that you want in the gym, because
yes,
I talk about this too. I know I'm just going off a little bit on tangent here, but I talk about this. When you're in the gym, that's when you're stimulating your muscle. That's when you're breaking it down. You're stimulating it. You're getting, you're not building muscle in the gym. That's when it's breaking down. It's when you're sleeping. It's when you're resting. That's when the muscle has time to repair. That's when the muscle has time to rebuild. That's when the muscle has time to get stronger so that it sets itself up for the next workout. So, okay, man, we just got broken down here. We gotta build ourselves back up. We gotta build ourselves up back up stronger, because we don't want to have to go through that again.
That's right.
And so when you don't get that sleep, then you're not going to grow, right? You're not going to grow. There's a couple of guys in my membership that they're doing everything, almost everything right. Nutrition's on point, testosterone boosting nutrition plan, workouts are on point, still missing something. And, when we uncover it, it's the sleep, right? It's the sleep. Cortisol levels go up. You're gonna get the fat, not only
ribs,
but you're going to get it in the belly as well, right? So you gotta get the sleep, man.
You have to really make it a point, because just like you said, you're spending all this time, eating right and training hard, and you're messing it up because you're failing to give your body that recovery time that it so desperately needs to grow.
Yeah. And it's a tough thing to grasp for guys, because
it's
sleep is kind of like, it's the relaxing time. Right. So you don't associate it with like, I'm going to burn fat, build muscle. It's the workouts, because guys always flock to the workouts first and then the nutrition, but the sleep, it's so easy to like, let me put the work over here so I'll sleep when I'm ready, when I die. But no, you got to sleep now, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And notice the guys who always say that, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's always the guy that's 50 pounds overweight.
Totally.
Come on. Every time it's that guy.
Yeah.
The guys who look the best are the guys that are like, dude, I'm like religious about it. I turn everything off at 9 o'clock. My head is on the pillow by 10 and I'm up by 6 o'clock and I feel great. I get my 8 hours every night. And guess what? That guy probably looks amazing. And his body is loving him for it, because and that's another thing, just power down stuff, turn shit off. You don't need to be on your phone till all hours of the night. You got all day to be on that stuff. Even my wife will tell me, if I even look at my phone sometimes when I walk in the door, she's like, what are you doing? Yeah. You were on the computer for 10 hours all day long. You walk in the house and you're looking at your email on your phone again. Just take a freaking break. it's so true.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Dude, you got to stop watching porn.
Yes.
Gotta focus on increasing your testosterone.
Yes.
Porn is decreasing your goddamn testosterone.
Yes.
So
I'll tell you what.
Porn.
I'll tell you what. And I'll go down that road. I don't mind. I'm very transparent. I've had all kinds of weird YouTube videos made over the last 5+ years talking about stuff. I stopped watching that crap.
Yeah.
And I don't even watch risque YouTube videos anymore. Yeah. The ones with the bikini models and shit. And I'll tell you what, when the time comes for you to, be with your wife or be with your girl, it's so much better, because you're not, involving your time in that other stuff.
100%. So
that's my tip on that one.
I used to be a porn fiend. In fact, when my dad used to have American Triple Ecstasy way back in the day, right?
Which is like,
so 70s, 80s porn. Guys would come to my house and we would watch porn. I mean, again, we're 18, 19.
Yeah.
But then even after, in my 20s and my 30s, I watched a lot of porn. But then I just, like, literally when I hit my 40s, I just stopped. It was just like, this is not doing anything for me. I'm not satisfying the person that I should be satisfying and focusing on. And, that's right. You know, again, you're not missing anything.
Like, no, you're really not, dude.
Guys, you've seen everything, man. You've seen,
I know.
You're a porn guy. You've seen it all. There's nothing new coming out.
No, there's nothing new. You know what? You know, unless you're, you know, you like midgets and horses and all kinds of weird stuff.
I'm sure you've seen that too.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it too. But at some point, when's enough enough? Yeah. And reality, like live in the now, live in reality. That's there's nothing healthy about it.
No.
And unfortunately, people who are really into that stuff, they feel like they're not hurting anyone. You know, I'm not hurting anyone, but well, you kind of are. You just don't, it's indirect.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah. So, I have five more simple things people can do today to boost tea. That was like one number, 1A.
Yeah.
The stop watching porn is 1A. Exactly.
I'm slipping these little things
in. You're slipping them in on me.
Slippery.
Number two is to breathe more and breathe deeper. And I'm sure you're a high level athlete. You know how important the breath is to performance. Mm-hmm. And most people breathe up in their chest. They never do deep breathing into their belly. And it's such a better way. We do yoga here once a week. And so at least I know, like, for 1 hour a week, I'm going to focus on my breath more than most people do in a whole year. And it's such a better way to oxygenate your blood, to improve your brain function, to help your muscles recover and repair, and just your overall physical performance. It's de-stressing, and it does actually help your body reduce cortisol and stuff. So deep breathing, close your eyes, find a spot, whether it's outside or you can do it at your desk, and just count your breaths. Breathe in to like a four count. Breathe into your belly, make your belly rise, hold it, and then slowly let it back out, and then count your breaths. And if you could do that 20 to 30 times and then open your eyes, I promise you, you'll feel better. Your brain will feel more clear. You'll feel like you just had one of those little 5-hour energy things, because our brains need this oxygen, and we shallow breathe, and we have all this stale, crappy air in the bottom of our lungs that we never actually get out. But if we do this deep breathing, everything performs better.
Yeah.
So
I agree. I mean, diaphragmatical breathing, that's,
yes.
You know, right from the diaphragm. Now, one of the things that, you know, when you're breathing from your chest, that's like that's a stress
type of
breathing, right? Because, you know, whenever you're scared or anxious or whatever, your breaths are coming from your chest. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to learn how to diaphragmatical breathe through your belly. And then start practicing it and using it on a daily basis for sure. You know, it also gets you in the zone too, you know?
Yes.
It gets you in that place where, you know, the zone, or where you cannot do anything wrong. When you start learning how to breathe, stress, like you said, is key too, getting rid of that stress. But, you know, I can't stress enough that breathing needs to be part of everybody's, you know, routine. And even if it's yoga, even if that's how you get used to it, or just a breathing program, guys, there's so much stuff out there.
Yeah.
Right? And just, these are little things that when you slowly put these little things in, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here.
It doesn't have to be for long. It is a 5 or 10 minute thing.
Totally. Compounds to, like,
yes,
everything's going to be, now you're on point, you know?
Yeah, your whole day can be impacted from 5 to 10 minutes of a breathing based meditation, and it doesn't have to be yoga. You don't have to move. You can just sit in a chair or stand somewhere or whatever you want to do. Go to a place that gives you peace.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a spot out near your work that you can walk to on lunch or something and do it, or in the morning with your dog, walking your dog. You know, find time to do it. We do a very bad job as pretty smart people, you know, once we get older, at taking care of ourselves.
Yeah,
we're really good at taking care of our car and bringing it in for all the oil changes and services, but we do a really lousy job of taking care of our own body.
Preach. I love it.
it's amazing, you know. Yeah. But I'm glad that that it's something that I've become well aware of in recent years, and I just know from experience how much better I feel when I focus on it. So, Number three, another really easy way to boost your testosterone is to eat more healthy fats, more sustainable energy. I'm not saying you need to go full keto or anything, because a ketogenic diet, while it has, I think, a lot of terrific benefits, I think isn't really sustainable for most people. Right. It's just too hard to like not eat any carbohydrates. what we can learn from that is all the terrific healthy fats that we can get from a variety of fish. I mean, geez, there's so many different terrific fish and seafood out there to choose from. I'm sure there's something that you like. Nuts of various kinds, but don't get the ones all glopped up with stuff. Get like the nut in its original form. You know, whether it's almonds or walnuts or cashews. You know, pistachios, cashews. Walnuts. I mean, gosh, you just can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Seeds are terrific. And make for great snacks. You can mix nuts with seeds. I eat an avocado probably not necessarily every day, but I eat probably one every other day. And I usually just put it into a salad. Yeah. Oils are really good, but know the oil that you're using. Maybe you're using it to cook with or using it in your salad.
Coconut oil is good.
Coconut oil is fantastic. I mean, geez, you can do everything with coconut oil. Totally. Rub it on your skin.
Totally. I say that all
the
time.
Eat it. Put it in your shakes.
Bed,
yeah.
Put it on your face before you go to bed, man. You're going to wake up your complexion.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to say it again. I always say this. and you said it perfectly. We got to take care of ourselves. Listen, we're 40, we're 50, yeah. we're 60. It's time to.
Yes.
This is we're going into the best times of our lives now.
Yes.
Honestly, we are.
Yes.
Like in my 40s, that's when I got married. That's when I fought Muay Thai. That's when I, launched my businesses. That's when I helped my son go to school. You know, so many things happened. Work for the UFC. Like so many amazing things happened to me in my 40s.
Yes.
And now going into my 50s, the world's my oyster, of traveling and doing all kinds of things because
yes.
my kids are older now. And, so we have to really step back and go, okay, I'm moving into my 40s, 50s, whatever, middle age. It's time to take care of myself now. It's
yes.
time to put me first. It's time to treat my body like a temple. It's, what I put in, how I rest, how I recover.
Yeah.
Like this is it. Like, and listen, Chris and I are talking, we're not like shunning you because you haven't been doing it or you're sedentary or whatever. We're not shunning you. It's just, today is the day that you can turn it all around.
That's right. Like, every day you get that choice.
Yeah. Yep. Start taking those steps to like, okay, this is it, man. These guys are right. Chris and Funk are right. I gotta start focusing on myself, foods, workouts, all these things that will help me improve my testosterone and get rid of my boobs. But sorry, guys. I always do this.
I hear you, bro. I'm right there with you. If we take care of ourselves, we're better for other people. Totally. And that's why on a plane do they say, if the masks drop out from above, whose mask do you put on first? Yours. You have to put yours on first before you can help your kid or help a loved one. Totally. So you got to take care of yourself to be the best person. And put your best foot forward every single day for everyone else that you care about in your life.
Yeah.
Number four. Oh, well, let me just one more thing about eating healthy fats, right? What do healthy fats do for you? They improve your blood quality. They improve your circulation and your heart and your brain health. Your brain is mostly fat. Okay. So you need good fats in your body, in your system, in your blood in order to get the most out of these vital organs inside our body. Okay.
And remember, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Fats are needed. They'll have cholesterol.
Yes.
And cholesterol is the precursor to testosterone production. So
yes.
Cholesterol, there's no testosterone production. And if there's no fat and some complex carbs, then you're not going to get that production. So fats are key.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, gosh, we could go all day. We could do a whole thing just totally. About the benefits of eating healthy fats. Number five, number four. This is kind of a sleeper. This is one that people don't think much about. They do in Florida, though. Get more sunshine. Mm. Natural vitamin D. And I'm not saying you have to be outside for an hour. You can be outside for 15 or 20 minutes. Yeah. We get so much from just some sunshine. I mean, if a plant doesn't get some sun, it dies. And we're not a hell of a lot different. people that are living inside, not getting enough sun, they become depressed. They become, you know, moody. Poor health, all kinds of things. So, more natural vitamin D, not supplemental vitamin D, natural vitamin D from sunshine helps with brain and immune function, helps with heart function, blood pressure regulation. And you'll probably end up, if you're outside, you're probably more likely to be active or do something like walk or jog or ride a bike or do something like that. So it just leads to better mood and overall better biology. Number five, reduce alcohol and caffeinated products.
Yes.
You don't have to stop it. I like a beer. I probably drink 5 or 6 beers a week. You know, and usually that comes in like from Friday to like Sunday night. Yeah. I really don't drink Monday through Thursday at all. But then, you know, I'll have like 2 on a Friday night or something, maybe 1 or 2 on a Saturday, maybe 2 watching football on Sunday or something like that. Right. And that's about it. But I think, you know, there's people that drink heavily almost daily or have to have a 6-pack every night after work or something. Yeah. And that's when you've kind of gone too far. I mean, I even tell you, a glass of wine every night's not even really bad. You could have a glass of wine with your dinner as long as your bulk of what you're consuming is water. Because that's really what our body needs is water. It doesn't need anything else. It doesn't need all the sugar crap and the caffeinated crap. We stopped buying energy drinks here at the office. We had gotten into a funk. a habit, a really bad habit of buying like a case of Monster drinks. Yeah. And, you know, boy, they quenched your thirst and they were tasty and they helped us get kind of fired up for like going out into the gym and working out hard. But guess what? I don't miss it. I don't need it.
No.
And I just, yeah, it's just, and a bunch of chemicals and stuff that you just don't need. It messes, again, all the buildup of this stuff in our system is what screws up our hormone and shifts our hormone balance, right? Yeah. So alcohol, high levels of alcohol in your system and caffeine products can decrease your T levels, too much sugar, in addition to too much sugar can lead to adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. So some people, they're like caffeine monsters. They need caffeine. And then what happens? Your adrenals are just completely out of whack because you're relying on all this superficial stuff for energy.
And it takes a lot to get that back. I know someone who I work with, one of my friends actually, he suffered from that and it's literally taken him 2 years. You know, he used to be like shredded. He was a martial artist and a fitness trainer, but you know, it's taken him 2 years. Now he can walk on the treadmill. That's how bad it got.
Holy crap.
Yes, it got really bad.
That's really, really bad. Yeah. But I mean, we all know that when I used to work with a guy, my gosh, he always had a Diet Coke in his hand and he looked like he was on the verge of a heart attack every time I saw him.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he was really overweight or anything. He just
red.
It was so habitual to just have a Diet Coke or have something that was high, you know, caffeinated. And I like my coffee, but I don't drink it all day long. I have a couple cups in the morning and then that's it. Pretty much drink water the rest of the day.
Yeah, totally.
So, and last but not least, improve your gut health. And it's often just due to, you know, just poor diets.
Yeah.
Too many processed foods that mess with our digestion. You know, do some research. There are things in your diet that should probably be cut out, and you should probably increase, you know, other things. Maybe look into a probiotic. Look into prebiotic. Look into some stuff that can help your gut health because a lot of our overall health in our body, how we look, how we feel is attributed to what our gut is the condition of our gut.
Yeah. And you know, when your gut's messed up, which a lot of us have, things don't get processed. Things don't get synthesized. Things don't get like, you take a protein powder in, it's not getting synthesized to amino acids because of the gut health. You're getting micronutrients in and the vitamins and minerals are just not you know, you're still deficient. Why? Well, because your gut's not able to process it, right? Like everything starts really in the gut.
That's right.
We need to, once that's cleaned up, man, like your results and your feeling, you know, your testosterone, your mood, your energy, just everything just takes it to the next level.
No, you're absolutely right. It's and like you said, I mean, all it is really what it is good gut health leads to your body absorbing the maximizing the foods and the nutrients that you're eating.
Totally.
And not stuff just going through the super highway that is our intestinal tract and just going right out the end. And we're just pooping and peeing out all this good stuff that our body needs. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
So those are my six simple things that people can do. Now, I know that's, we haven't talked as much about the man boobs, but it's because all these things are indirectly causing it. Yeah. Right. So really what it comes down to is it's, like I said, it's hormone related stuff and it's lifestyle stuff that's causing this increased fat, you know, area in your chest.
Yeah.
No guy really wants. I mean, I've dealt with it, but I know it's twofold for me. I know number one, I'm trying to get my testosterone in check. And I have on Monday, I have a phone consultation with my doctor from Defy Medical. I go and get lab work done every 6 months. And then I follow that up with a 30-minute phone consultation.
Nice.
With the doctor, and we review all my blood work to see what my level's at. But all I do right now, besides, you know, trying to eat better and all my regular exercise and all the things that I've talked about, is I also take a DHEA and pregnenolone supplement to try and help my free testosterone.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's what someone else needs. Some people need it. Some people are fighting a losing battle and they have real major issues and they go right to TRT. And all that really is you're getting testosterone replacement therapy at that point.
Yeah.
So you're getting, and I'm not saying that you have to do that, but some people have to go to that level because their body is doing such a poor job of producing it and they're not willing to take the long road to see that number come up. They kind of want to just get there faster.
The long road is the TRT because that just destroys your body.
Well, yeah.
It's not something that I prescribe.
No, I don't either.
I prescribe doing it naturally and changing things up because a lot of times people, like you said, will jump to, oh, well, my testosterone's low. And then they'll do the old, and my body just doesn't produce it. So I'm going to do it as opposed to, well, let's spend, you know, a year and, you know, give it a good year and change our diet, change our exercise, you know, do all this stuff. And let's see what happens after a good solid year or you don't have to do a year. Like I always try to create a longer path because people want everything done in 30 days. But 6 months. Give it 6 months. 6 months is a good, solid amount of time for anything. That's when any type of change, you're going to see a drastic change happen if you focus and commit for 6 months on a program, on a, you know, whatever it is, on this as well.
What's sad is, and you said the word commitment. And we talk about that word a lot, a commitment and accountability and stuff. And, you know, we run from things that we know are good for us in life. You know we should not eat this and probably eat this instead. We know we should probably go for a walk, you know, after we eat dinner or something, but instead we just sit on our butt and scroll through Instagram. There's a lot of things, but it's work. You got to put in the work because the payoff needs to be, that's where your mindset needs to be. Like where victory is. And you have to see the victory in your mind and be passionate enough about getting there to put in the work and to stay committed. Yeah. And I'll tell you, man, it's tough. It's not easy. You know, but life isn't easy. Life you know, easy. Looking good like you look, and you're 40 what, Funk? How old are you 49, now? You're 49. 49 years old, almost 50 years old. You look like a guy that's 20.
Thank you.
But, right, but that doesn't just happen by accident.
No, it's
you work your ass off.
Yeah, you know, you know? I go to the, you know, it's work. It's work. But it's not actually, you know what? It's not really work in my head. It's not work. It's a lifestyle right now. Like, I've been doing this so long that it's just, I don't know any different.
It is who Funk is. It's Funk. Yeah.
Because I've created it. And anyone can do it. Anyone, you know, once you start doing things over and over again, you've created habits and created lifestyles right now. You can create this new lifestyle. And that's really what happens. I don't know any different. I don't, you know, this is just in order for me to be the best I can be, this is the way I have to live. And I love it. And, you know, it's great. Now, let's just go back to the man boobs, because I think one issue that I... The first thing, when I see someone with man boobs, the first thing I ask him, and I don't know if I may be out of line doing this, like the other day at Muay Thai, I saw this young guy. Now, he's very young. He's like 19, but he had man boobs. He was really big.
Yes.
And the first thing I went to him, I said, do you drink soy milk? Do you eat a lot of soy? And he's looking at me like, no, what the fuck would you ask me that question? Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm so like testosterone based, right?
Yes.
Get rid of soy. Like, get that fucking shit out of your life.
Yes.
That's probably the number one thing that's causing this.
Yes.
Aside from all these other things. So,
So
I didn't, and then I caught myself. I'm like, man, that guy probably thinks I'm a fucking weirdo. Like, why would some black guy come up to me and go, hey man, do you drink soy? Why?
Like, I know. I don't know,
because you got man boobs. No, I didn't even say that. I just, anyways.
But soy products, they're all around us. They're in so much of what we consume, whether it's something that we eat or that we drink. And because it's something that is cheap, it's easy to farm, it's in abundance. And so they use it as a filler product in so much of what we eat. And it, unfortunately, the side effect of it is it messes with testosterone.
Yeah.
And it skyrockets our estrogen, right? Yes. So my father-in-law is a farmer, and he does some soybean and stuff because it's a way for him to make a living.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's just like how they use corn products and stuff for it to help fatten up animals. Right. Yeah. So they just use it cause it helps fill bellies. And so that's what, you know, a lot of soy products just used. And it's just kind of a sad thing. But it can be, you can get around it real fast if you actually just do a good job of looking at what you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
Sure. So yes, if you're a man, run from soy.
Run.
Don't eat anything soy based. Don't eat Kashi cereal. Don't eat soy milk or whatever, you know, stay away from it.
Stay away from soy. That's like the first thing you can, like, so if I was to like, okay, I have man boobs. What are the first like four things to do? First would be soy, and then obviously some of these tips that you gave us for sure.
Right.
And then what about workouts? What about workouts? What type of workouts am I like? Can I do workouts that are specific to like getting rid of man boobs? Can I, is there something that, okay, let me go on this program that's going to help me get rid of man boobs?
I mean, honestly, I think the best type of training so number one, like, don't follow a typical bodybuilding routine.
Right.
And I'm not saying, I mean, if you're doing anything with strength training or resistance training, you know, God bless you. That's great. You're doing something. But, you know, the three sets of 8 to 10 reps, you know, with 2 to 3 minutes rest in between, it's not doing anything for you. Mm-hmm. You want to focus your efforts on fat burning routine. So HIIT style training is fantastic. So high intensity interval training, doing stuff that's typically compound lifts or total body training every time you work out. So don't focus on all this isolation training. That's great for guys who have the bodies for it and who are maybe in competition, or they're really trying to level up in a certain body part, trying to bring their shoulders out more, or their lats or their biceps or something. But most of us need the stuff that kids did or that you did as a child. What did you do it as a child? You crawled,
you jumped, you twisted, you were doing cartwheels, you were rolling on the ground, you were on the monkey bars, you were sprinting.
Everywhere.
You were just always moving in all different directions. And what happens is, as we get older, we stop moving in all these fantastic dynamic movements and patterns, and we end up being very much like front and back and up and down. And so what we need to do is kind of get back this youthful activity. Mm-hmm. And we have other programs and products that we've made that kind of talk a lot about that, is really training like an athlete. And I'm not saying you need to train with lots of like intense weights or anything. And in fact, I'm saying almost the opposite.
Yeah.
Much like, you know, more of a focus on body weight specific stuff, limited rest periods, mm-hmm. and just being really dynamic and doing stuff like where you're moving fast even for certain periods of time, whether that's a sprint for, you know, 10, 20 or 30 yards, and then follow that up with like some jumping jacks or a burpee or a push up and then sprint again. I mean, you could do some of the best workouts of your life without touching a weight, without going to a weight room. And they're great for fat burning, and that type of training is what's going to get you the best results.
Cool, I love it. I love it. Now, is there something? I love it, guys. So that's 100% what I preach, and I love when other people preach it, because then you're not just saying, "Oh, Funk's just talking out of his ass." No, man, there's science behind it. There's research that shows
there is.
You know, total body workouts are going to be much more effective, you know, even three times a week than you know, doing your isolation type workouts, body part type workouts. But is there a specific chest workout that someone can do? Like, let's say, okay, I'm going to 3 days a week, I'm going to do a total body workout. Totally. I'm going to change my nutrition. I'm going to stay away from soy. I'm going to sleep better. I'm going to focus on increasing my testosterone and, you know, burning fat. But is there something that I can do maybe on a Saturday? Mm-hmm. That is just chest specific. That'll help build the muscle around the chest.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there absolutely is. And it's not going to be what a lot of people would initially think. Okay, so more bench press or more, you know, and it's you're actually, you know, the pectoral muscle, because the way it functions, and I'm not saying that you can do a lot of, you know, we know the spot reduction, the fat spot reduction stuff isn't really true.
Right.
But what you can do is do targeted exercises that are a bit more meaningful, that will give the muscle a little bit more tone in the area that you're going after. So, but it has to be certain exercises. Like you could use some val slides. I mean, if I was going to pick three exercises, grab some val slides and do val slide push-ups. Ooh. So it's almost kind of like you're doing a fly with a press at the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
So you got the val slides under your hands.
Yeah.
You could do them from the knees, or you can do them, you know, in typical traditional push-up position, and do some work like that, which does a great job of pulling the arm across the body, which is again the main function of the pectoral muscles is to pull the arm across the body.
Right.
Another exercise that would probably be complementary to that would just be some type of like a dumbbell exercise where you did multiple angles with light loads. So if you just took a pair of light dumbbells, and whatever light is for you, you know, 40 to 50% of your one rep max, and do three angle presses. So you're kind of, you know, pick a certain amount of reps that you know you can do, 8 to 10 at a certain angle, and then immediately drop the bench down to a different angle, do 8 to 10 more presses, drop it down again, and do 8 to 10 more. So it's almost like you're doing 30 reps with very limited rest. So you're hitting the muscles all from, you know, from different angles in a very short period of time.
Love it.
Yeah. And then last but not least, so you have a body weight in there, you have a dumbbell in there. I'd probably suggest something that's a little bit more of like a band, maybe some kind of band or cable based movement that was, going to be more of the, like a pectoral fly, from multiple angles. Because again, what we're trying to do is we're not going for bulk. We're not going for strength. No. We're going for more aesthetics and trying to bring some some tone and some shape and some muscularity back to that region of the body. And the only way to really do that, and I know we already talked about kind of like stay away from the isolation stuff, but what you said is this is kind of like that extra bonus day of the week.
Yes, yes.
So this is like the extra work that you can put in to really like fast forward yourself to seeing the results. So I would say a Val slide type push-up, a three angle dumbbell chest press with light to moderate loads. And then you could even follow that up with like a multiple angled band or cable pec fly, where you could go low angle. So start from a low position and bring your arms kind of up in front of you, yeah. Go mid range. So shoulder height, and then put the, put the band or the cables up high and come kind of down low and do like almost like a triple set there. Keep all your stuff more high repetition. So that would be a nice little extra.
That is gold. And you know what? I'm going to put you on the spot. You don't have to do this, but I would love to see that workout on YouTube.
That's not putting me on the spot at all.
Okay.
I'd love to do that.
Okay. Can you, because what guys, because you explained it great, but again, these guys, it's going to be tough to understand.
Yes.
But if we can see that workout,
yes.
And it be the man breast solution workout, 100%, I'm going to take it and use it. And I think that's amazing because again, like we said, it's the extra work. So
yes.
First, this is a problem, you know, and you probably, if you are suffering from man boobs, man breasts, chest fat, you know, it's probably messing with your messing with you mentally and emotionally.
Yes.
You know, looking at yourself in the mirror and think, fuck, why do I have these? And it's why do I have these? How did this happen? And I totally understand where you're coming from because a lot of times you just don't see it happening. There's so many things, you know, and a lot of times you don't really look at yourself in the mirror. You know what I mean? Like if you're not vain like I am, then you probably don't look at yourself in the mirror all the time. So you're not even realizing all this stuff is happening and you're kind of pushing it to the side or putting a mirror or a block over top. But basically now with this podcast, you're learning, okay, now I know why this is happening. Now I have now let's have a plan. And the coolest thing about this is that, you can change everything, right? You can change it. It's going to have some work,
yeah, but
you can change.
Yeah.
I've even seen it in a couple of guys in my over 40 membership brotherhood that started with man boobs. And now they're slowly, you know, it's after the three phases, you know, you can see it's totally, not totally gone because I said, it's not going to take like just 3 months. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time.
It's going to take a long time. But if you now have a target, okay, this is what I want to get rid of. So, mm-hmm. All the other things that will happen to you are bonuses. But if this is what you're going to get rid of, then A, you're going to want to use your man breast solution program because you guys wrote an amazing, amazing product that dissects everything.
It talks about every, I'll give you the link too. And I'm just actually, I'm pulling it up right now, but I bought it. Manbreastsolution.com.
Love it.
And if they go on there, it's a full sales page that pretty much talks about everything I just shared. Yeah. And then some. And so, I mean, they're not even interested in getting the program. They're still going to learn a lot of information just by reading through that. The sales page,
but get the program.
Yes, I mean, it's not really that much.
Yeah.
And it comes with some bonuses. There's nutrition stuff in there. There's an exercise program.
Yeah.
So there's a lot in there that will absolutely help people, but I'm kind of excited. I'm glad you challenged me to make this video because, Critical Bench, we love our YouTube videos. We've been putting up one video every day for 5.5 years.
Incredible.
Yeah. And, so I will absolutely myself make this video, and maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Man,
we have a filming day tomorrow. So maybe, just maybe I'll wear my, I'll wear some tight red shirt.
Yeah.
And, something that makes me look good.
Nice.
And which is hard to do. It's hard to make me look good.
But don't eat.
I'm not eating. That's it. I'm done. I'm just going to have my water for the rest of the day. I'm not eating until tomorrow after the workout.
Yeah.
And we'll put this together and awesome. I will let you know when it's live and you can share that with your listeners.
Totally. And I'm going to also make sure that you all guys, everyone has the link to the Man Breast Solution, because I don't have a Man Breast Solution product, but they do. And that's why I want you guys to get it, because as you can see, Chris has a lot of knowledge and like I said, I read that from cover to cover. I don't have man breasts, but I always want to read about things and learn about things. And it's an incredible, if you have this or know someone who has it, then this is the solution. The man breast solution is what you want to pick up. You want to grab it, you want to read it, and then you want to follow it, you know, and the workout that Chris is going to do is perfect, because now you can add that, you know, extra.
Yeah, that's day, not in the program. That's just me kind of winging a little beautiful. Something extra. Yeah, awesome. And it's awesome. That'll absolutely tie in great with all the other hard work that you're putting in, doing total body workouts and focusing on your diet and your sleep. Yes. Yeah. And then you throw this thing in on a Saturday morning every week, and I guarantee you in 90 to 120 days, you're going to absolutely see and feel an obvious difference.
Oh, yeah, incredible, yeah. Man. Chris, thank you so much, brother. This has been amazing. I love it.
It's awesome.
I hope you guys learn, you know, more about, you know, the differences in you know, pseudogynecomastia.
Yeah, you got it. It's a big word, man. It's like 20 letters.
Yeah, man. Bitch tits. No.
Bitch tits. A lot easier to say.
Yeah, but you know, in all seriousness, it's been a pleasure having you on. It's been a pleasure, you know, talking with you and getting all this information out. It's amazing, because this is a problem that men have. And whether you're over 40 or you're listening to this and you're under 40, maybe under 40 and you're listening to this, the same thing applies. The same you know, strategies apply. The same solution applies. It's just committing and putting into place everything that you talked about, everything that's in the solution. And just you know, again, changing your mindset to focus on testosterone. I think once you change your mindset to really almost get, what's what I'm looking for? Like just totally encompassed about
consumed.
Yeah. Go for the 6 months and just like be consumed about testosterone and you know, what you eat, what not to eat.
Yeah.
You know, the workouts, the rest, like all that stuff. Try to get as much information as you can, how it's produced. And then, after those 6 months, it'll already be ingrained that, you know, everything that you look at, is this going to help my testosterone or is this not? You know what I mean? And it's just going to be normal. It's not, you're not going to, you know,
you're forming good habits that will, and replacing bad habits. And then once something's a ritual or an ingrained habit, you don't even see it as work anymore, right? No. It's just the way it is. It's the way you go about life. Totally. And so the more we can incorporate some good habits and omit and remove some of these bad habits, all of a sudden in the favor of testosterone, you know, as men, we're just going to feel better.
Yeah. And then all the other things will happen. Weight loss will happen. Muscle And then after you've, what's the word I'm looking for? You've gone psycho over testosterone. then you can, okay, now I want to, you know, build a little bit more muscle, or do you know what I mean? Like,
then you can specialize.
All that other stuff will come. If that's what you want to do, or if you just want to just continue living fit and living a healthy life and tackling diseases that you may encounter in your family lineage, that, you know, these are things I need to tweak, but the mindset has to change to testosterone boosting mindset. And then the last thing I want to talk about, cause you just talked about taking care of yourself, first. And because if you take care of yourself first, you can take care of your family, take care of your you know, whatever. But the most important thing is you can take care of what you value the most, because not everyone values fitness. I value fitness.
Yes.
Chris, you totally value fitness.
Totally.
Not everyone values fitness first. Like, you know, some people value money. Some people value their job. Some people value their kids. Some people value, you know, there's so many different things that you put more value on. But the takeaway, the thing you have to understand is you cannot be the best you can be for what you value if you yourself are not the best. If you yourself are not in shape, if you yourself are not healthy, if you don't have energy, you can't be the best you can at work or in your business or trying to pick up chicks or,
right,
you know.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's very hard. It's very hard to be, get an A in all phases of your life. I've talked about this with one of our mentors and business coaches that we use here regularly. Yeah. It's very hard to be an A in your relationships and an A in your business and an A in your health and an A in your spirituality and an A emotionally. Yeah. It's very hard, but it doesn't mean you can't work your ass off to be there. To be as, you know, a B or an A in all those things, but it does come down to what you're doing for yourself.
Yes.
Because if you're miserable because of your poor nutrition, nutritional approach and your lack of exercise and this sedentary lifestyle, guess what? It's going to reflect in your function, how you function in your business and how you function in your relationships, how much energy you have for your kids and your spouse, if you're a coach, I mean, geez,
coach your hockey team. And listen, I'm going to tell you something right now, coaches who are out of shape. I'm blasting you right now. I'm going to tell you something, and it's 100% true, especially with these new younger kids. They don't give a shit what you used to be. They don't care. Like if you, I used to be freaking, played in the NHL or played whatever AHL, or I used to be this amazing football guy. And if you are out of shape, they only see you as out of shape. They don't see you as that guy. You probably still are hanging on to that, but these kids these days, man, they just look at you and like, really?
Yep.
You used to be like that? What happened? Like, that's the worst thing. What happened to you, man?
What happened? You got to model what you preach. You have to model what you preach. Yeah. There's so much more credibility there.
Yeah. And you'll get more respect. But I'm not saying that every coach has to be in shape. I'm not saying that. But if you start to change your eating, your recovery, your nutrition, you're getting exercise aside from whatever sport you're coaching, your body's going to change. And when your athletes or your family sees the work you put in and sees a change, man, your respect level goes up 100%.
Absolutely. 100%. People like to see others that take really good care of themselves.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They love that. And then when they're preaching about it or telling that, well, shit, I better do it. Coach is doing it.
Totally.
You know, I saw coach having a lunch, having a salad at lunch.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't eat this, McDonald's. I should probably go get, a wrap or something at the other place,
So. Yeah, man. Yeah. It goes a long way, guys. It really does. Just, again, I always throw these things here.
I love it, man. I'm the same way. When you get it, when a thought comes in your head, you have to get it out. You have to share it. Yeah.
Totally. Anyways, thank you so much for being on here with me. You guys, you're amazing. You're awesome. I love the stuff. You guys, you got to follow Chris, Critical Bench, YouTube. Why don't you let everyone know Instagram, YouTube.
Sure. Best ways to find us, just go youtube.com/Critical Bench. We also have a secondary channel. It's called the Critical Bench Compound. All it is just like a secondary channel when we need more content to upload onto YouTube. So we have over 3,000 videos on YouTube between the two channels. Unbelievable. Instagram is @thecriticalbench. We have been building our Instagram now for a better part of a year, and it's growing, and we love it. Facebook, obviously, facebook.com/criticalbench. You can always find us there. And
website
just criticalbench.com, and that thing needs a facelift, there's a lot of content on there though, boy. But I mean, all our free reports are on there, all our programs are on there, so you can't go. I mean, we have free reports all as the day is long. So I mean, if you want free content, go on there and look for free stuff.
In the show notes, I'm going to put a link to one of the free stuffs, because I think all you guys should be on the mailing list. So you're getting amazing information. There's always workouts. There's always great information, and you can sift through the great stuff, but you won't know that until you get on their list. So I'm going to, you're going to get a free product. I don't know what it's going to be. I'll look.
How about we do the five best core killers report for you.
Beautiful.
And it's criticalbench.com/core killers and perfect. Terrific free report. You can download it instantly. Just put your email in and the report is yours. Great stuff inside there. Terrific content on getting a strong ripped core.
Beautiful. And the number one thing takeaway from this is get the man breast solution. That's the number one takeaway. Obviously, all the information you're getting, but all this information plus more will be in that. And if you have man boobs, man breasts, this is it. Today has been the day the Lord has blessed you with and has come down and said, here, I've got something for you. You can finally attack this. And this podcast, Chris, the program, is definitely that sign. So if you've been like, man, what's I need something to, I need a sign to tell me to move forward or to attack this. And this is the sign, guys. This is it. This is not the time to freaking not take action. This is it. This is the time to take action, to say, okay, fuck, this is it, man. This is the God's telling me something. He's saying, Funk's here. Chris is here. Man Breast Solution. I got to do it.
It actually, the best link actually to even find Man Breast Solution is criticalbench.com/man. So, if you type Man Breast Solution, you'll probably end up finding it, but yeah. criticalbench.com/man will give you loads and loads and loads of information.
Awesome. All right, guys. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. You're amazing.
Thank you.
And guys, just like I always say, man, you want to be the best you can be. You want to focus on putting yourself first. And you know that you can be in the best shape of your life, 40, 50, 60, 70. Look at guys like Alan Little, 62 years old, thought he was in great shape. Just still had a little bit of belly fat, really skinny. Now he's shredded, man. He's ripped. And he's just like one of my inspirations. All you guys in the Brotherhood are my inspiration. The hard work that you put in, eating and changing your lifestyle. And now it's a lifestyle for you guys, and it could be a lifestyle for you. And if you're suffering from things like man breasts or other things, low testosterone, these are the things now we're feeding you. We're trying to be the people who bring you this information so that, when you are up late at night, not watching porn and, sifting through, trying to find how to work out for 40, 50, 60 year olds, we're there for you. We're here for you. We're giving you all the information you need. A lot of this may sound repetitive, but that's it, right?
That's it.
Boost your testosterone. You got to do the things you have to do. So thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate it. You're amazing. And I can't wait for the workout. Can't wait for that workout.
It's going to happen. Awesome. I look forward to making it for you.
All right, brother. Peace.
All right. Peace. Thank you, sir.
Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that, because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time, and until next time, get it done.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.